That's Kylie Minogue. Hold on to now on BBC Radio Suffolk. 22 minutes past 11 on Monday morning. And you might remember a few months ago, I had a chat on the show with master carpenter Ollie Hill from Handsome Maid and Joe Harris from Wicker Market Primary School. They'd come together to rebuild the school's beloved castle on the hill, which had fallen into disrepair. 5 months on, we thought that we'd see how they're getting on. We sent Luke Deal along to find out. Morning, Luke.
Sarah, hello. Morning to you. And we're standing in the playground here at Wicker Market Primary School. And I'm looking at the structure of what will be the castle, literally on the hill at the back of the playground. And with me, as you so rightly say, Ollie Hill, the master carpenter at Handsome Maid. And also assistant head teacher, Joe Harris. Joe, morning to you. Tell us how this whole structure came about.
Okay, so our old castle fell into disrepair and our wonderful PTA had been working really hard to raise funds to build a new one, and Ollie came to view the school and got a bit excited about the project and asked if he could get involved, and you don't usually turn that sort of offer down, so we engaged with that, and Ollie has made an amazing plan of the structure and it's now being built, so it's really exciting.
How do you feel about it standing here now looking at the structure that is taking shape in front of you?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And the kids are really excited. The staff are really excited. The PTA are really chuffed to see all of their hard work come into fruition. So, yeah, excited, I think.
Ollie, that must be music to your ears. The excitement from not only the staff, but the pupils who will probably stand here at this fence every day and watch what you're doing.
Yeah, I think so. And it's nice to see whenever I'm here, the kids are always out on the playground talking to me and asking quite interesting questions about drawbridges and when will it be finished, and I'm just doing we are getting close now. We're starting with the cladding on the walls, which will be one of the big, once we get that in, that'll be a big turning point, I think.
Yeah, so tell us how big the structure is actually going to be.
We've ended up being about, I want to say, 8 meters square, a little bit bigger than the design, but we've been really lucky, I think, with lots of the local suppliers donating wood, concrete, soil, whatever we needed. We've had scaffolding boards from TH Moss in Ipswich. Coastal have come in with a load of concrete and cement. I'm giving a bit of my time as well. So it's nice that it's involving the community as well.
What excited you about this project then? Why did you want to get involved?
Ed Sheeran.
You're optimistic, aren't you? Or hopeful?
Possibly. It's his little castle on the hill for the children. We think... I'm a set builder by trade, and I do normal building carpentry on my 9-to-5, and then who wouldn't want to build a castle in their spare time? So just that, just put lots of problem solving, lots of thinking about what children might enjoy, how we need to build it to keep them safe. It's quite a technical build for me, this one.
But so what will it contain then? Because we've got the drawbridge in front of us.
We have a drawbridge. We're hoping it will be 4 turrets, each with its own raised deck, so we can get the children looking down out of the structure. 1, 2, 3 walkways, so a good space. We think maybe a teaching space with a TV, lots of wood chip and log seating. There's a stage 2 plan, which is involving a lot of nature. Just around us, we're surrounded by trees and woodland, and I'm constantly finding hedgehogs, ladybirds, all kinds of things living in the castle already, and it'd be lovely to share that with the kids maybe sometime next year we can start thinking about birds' nests and hedgehog boxes and lovely things like that.
So you started this project in the summer holidays. At the moment, you've got the main frame. You've got a bit of sort of tree. Well, I want to say tree trunks that are at the front of the building, and that's about it at the moment.
We have, with these projects, not nine parts of the project. A lot of the work is involved in just getting the material here, which, when you have a client with a massive budget, is a little bit easier. But obviously, we're trying to spend our money carefully, and sometimes when you've got to move, I think, all truth be told, it's probably an Arctic lorry of wood delivered to my workshop. That takes a bit of time to move it from A to B. But again, big thanks to Joe and the parents for helping with the trailer. We are going to have a bit of a parent push towards the end to get wood painted and stained, and Yeah, just a nice team effort on this, really, which
so
is good.
Is there a timeline on this? How long do you think it's going to take you to complete the castle on the hill?
We are aiming to have the cladding... Well, I'd love to start handing bits over, I think, middle of Jan, early next year. I think just... We've had such a funny time with the weather this year, and in Wickham Market, the roads not being dug up quite a lot. So we're just having to fight those fires... But all of the thinking behind it, all of the method statements is all working out, which is good. All the materials are here, apart from a tiny bit of scaffolding. But we've got everything we need now, which is good. Just a bit more time.
And Joe, as Ollie was saying, I mean, this is going to be more than just a castle on the hill, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Primarily, the first aim was to have something for the children to play in at playtimes, but we cover castles as part of our history topics in year two. So there'll be some curriculum elements that will be able to take place with that as well. We can do some outdoor lessons in it. We'll hopefully have some shade in the summer. So the opportunities are really endless, and we really aim to make the most of those as much as possible. So.
And how excited are the children? As Ollie was saying, you know, they come and stand at the fence and chat with him when he's here.
Yeah, so we were saying earlier that ideally a project gets finished really quickly and you get to use it, but actually for the children to be able to watch something being constructed, there's a huge amount of learning that goes on with that as well. So every time I come out at break time when Ollie's here, there's a row of children in front of the fence and they're asking him questions and they're high-fiving, and it's a huge learning opportunity, just the building process really, so that's great too.
I bet you've been asked more than once, how long is it going to take you to build, isn't it, Ollie?
It seems every child's dad is a builder. I don't know, but there will be soon, hopefully. I think we're not quite down to weeks yet. Definitely, I think within months we'll have this done.
Yeah, well, we look forward to seeing the final result, and hopefully, fingers crossed, as Ollie was saying, Joe, it will be sometime early next year.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll look forward to having a grand opening and perhaps inviting you back.
I look forward to that. Are you optimistic that the man himself, who doesn't live too far from where we're standing, Mr. Ed Sheeran, will come along and do the honours?
Well, that would be absolutely amazing. He would be very welcome, and I think the castle's exciting enough, but that might just tip everybody over the edge, quite frankly. But yes, he's very welcome whenever he'd like to come and see our castle on the hill.
I take it you've sent him an invitation.
I think we did in the early days. I think we tweeted him, but I'm sure he's a very busy man. But yeah, he's very welcome.
Well, fingers crossed that it's all ready for early next year, and I look forward to coming back to seeing the final results. Ollie and Joe, thank you very much indeed from a rather glorious playground here at Wickham Market Primary School in the sun. Back to you, Sarah, in the studio.
Thank you very much, Luke. Luke Deal there chatting to Ollie Hill and Joe Harris at Wickham Market Primary School as the rebuilding of their castle on the hill continues.